Republican-led committee passes Elizabeth Warren's amendment to rename military bases. By Joel B. Polak on June 11, 2020. The Republican-led Senate Armed Services Committee voted Wednesday evening to pass an amendment offered by Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, to rename several U.S. military bases named after Confederate generals. CBS News reported. A source familiar with the proceedings confirmed to CBS News that the GOP-led panel on Wednesday approved the amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, offered by Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts via voice vote. According to a summary of the NDAA released by the committee Thursday, the measure requires the Defense Department to rename posts and assets, streets, aircraft, ships, and other equipment, either named for Confederate officers or that honor the Confederacy within 3 years. Warren described the names of the military bases as a tribute to white supremacy. However, the U.S. Army under President Barack Obama described the use of Confederate names as a gesture of reconciliation, not division. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, announced in the Senate Thursday that he would offer an amendment to the final bill that would reverse Warren's amendment. The current push for renaming the bases predated the killing of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota on Memorial Day. 2 days before, the New York Times editorial board called for renaming the bases in an editorial accusing the military of celebrating white supremacy, accompanied by a bullet in the shape of a Ku Klux Klan hood. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.